Hello and welcome to my podcast. How have you been? I hope you've been living well. I hope you've been staying safe and I hope you're healthy. Today we'll be discussing about another queer term. So today we'll talk about the term queer. Now, a lot of people have heard the term queer. We use it, members of the LGBT community use it often, and some people get kind of confused, like, why queer? What does it mean? And a lot of people have actually not accepted the use of the term queer because it's actually derogatory. It's an offensive term towards the members of the LGBTQ community. The truth is, historically, the term queer means weird, complicated, strange, unwell, something out of ordinary in a bad way. So it was used on the members of the LGBT community back in the days, and to refer to them as weird creatures, people who are not normal. Okay, but when members of the LGBT community started acquiring their rights, some of them decided to embrace the term to themselves, to embrace the term queer, and to own it, to take it from the privileged heterosexuals that were using the term against them, to own it, so that when you use the term on them, it wouldn't be as offensive and it wouldn't be hurtful. So a lot of people still disagree with the term till today, saying that we're kind of giving in to the insults and to the pains that these privileged heterosexuals inflicted on us back in the days. But personally, I feel like embracing this term will kind of show the world how brave we are, how proud, because we use them celebrate pride, and we don't even know what it means. It means standing out strong together in strength, together in hope, in love. So embracing this term kind of gives us more courage and confidence. Okay, it's like being called skinny or fat. Of course, when you are body shamed, you feel really bad because it definitely hurts your feelings. But when you embrace that part of you that people mock every time, you kind of give them a reason to not insult you anymore. You kind of show them that you're strong, you're confident, and you make them realize that what they're doing is wrong, and they'll feel bad about it eventually. So as we embrace the term queer today, no one will actually feel bad when they're referred to as queer. Okay, today when you refer to a member of the LGBT community as queer, they no longer feel offended as they're used to, as back in the days. Now, queer means any sexuality outside heterosexuality. Because a lot of people start to think that queer means gay or lesbian. But queer refers to every member of the LGBT community. As long as you're not heterosexual, you're queer. You fall under the term queer, but you can still choose not to go by the term. You can still choose not to embrace the term. You can still choose not to take up the label. That's fine. You have the right to choose to be who you want to be, okay? You have the right to be who you want to be, and you have the right to be addressed the way you want to be addressed. Now, queers are lesbians, gays, bisexuals, trans, transsexuals, questioning, intersexuals, asexuals, etc. So now, today, we can show the world how proud we are, no matter, it doesn't matter the name, the colors, or the label they give us, we'll still stand strong. The colors, the alphabet, some people refer to us as the alphabet community, because the title of a community have so many alphabets, LGBTQIAP, and a lot of people, the privileged heterosexuals, kind of find it funny that every single day a label is coming up and more alphabets are added to the community. But that we're actually at the beginning stage where a lot of people are coming to terms with their sexuality, and it's okay. Yeah, we're the alphabet community, so what? Okay, it doesn't mean anything. We shouldn't feel offended. That's why today, another reason why a lot of people embrace the term queer is because sometimes it's kind of hard to mention LGBTQ plus community over and over again, and while writing an essay, a post, making a speech, it comes out easier when you use the term queer and say the queer community or the queers. But trying to repeat the term LGBTQ plus community over and over again, you kind of bite your tongue at some point, even though that's our term, that's a community name. But queer is easier to pronounce, and everyone kind of understands it immediately once you use the term queer. When someone says I'm queer, they are trying to, and that's another reason why people embrace the term queer. Instead of someone to say I'm homosexual, I'm bisexual, I'm transsexual, I'm pansexual, asexual, the person can easily say that they're a member of the community without having to tell you the particular sexuality that they are. I can say I'm queer, but you wouldn't know if I'm a homosexual or a bisexual or asexual or pansexual. Okay, so I can easily post on my bio I'm queer, and people already know that I'm a member of the LGBTQ community without knowing my specific sexuality. Okay, that's also one of the reasons why a lot of people embraced them. So thank you very much for listening to my podcast, and I hope you share to your friends. Follow us on Instagram at @queerus_podcast. We'll be releasing more of our handles, our social media handles, and other platform where you can contact us. So thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy this season. This season is all about understanding queer terms. Season 1 of the podcast is all about understanding queer terms, and season 2 will move to it's going to be a package that I don't have to disclose now, but stay tuned, keep listening to our podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. If you have a theme you don't understand, you can send us a message on Instagram at Queerus Podcast. You can leave a message here on Anchor. Thank you very much. Bye.